Hello everyone, Oscar Hasley here, and welcome to the loudest, proudest, and possibly most overpriced corner of the football world. Yes, it's the summer 2025 transfer window. So far, clubs have already spent over £365 million, and we're not even halfway through. Honestly, I've seen weddings with fewer commitment issues. Mateus Cunha has joined Manchester United for £62.5 million, because what do United love more than a Brazilian forward? Exactly, an overpriced one. Meanwhile, Real Madrid, oh, bless them, they've decided to buy every promising teenager in sight. Dean Hayson, 19, from Bournemouth, now wears white. At this rate, Real's next signing might be a 14-year-old who just completed a successful dribble in PE class. Let's talk Liverpool. They're preparing to throw £116.5 million at Florian Wirtz, which would break their transfer record. Apparently, Arne Slot wants to kick off his reign with a bang, or a Wirtz. Let's hope he gets the former, not the latter. Tottenham are also active, which in their case means interested in players who already said no. It's like showing up on Tinder, swiping right on everyone and still getting ghosted. But hey, at least they're trying. Arsenal, they're going full Extreme Makeover Squad Edition. Zubimendi, Sesko, Guarez. If your name ends in a vowel and you play midfield, you're probably already on Arteta's vision board. Let's not forget Financial Fair Play, or FFP for those who think it stands for Fantasy Football Panic. Clubs are now doing the hokey-cokey with loan deals, performance-based bonuses, and payment plans so creative, Picasso would weep. But what does this mean? It means we're entering a new era of football economics, where a solid centre-back costs the same as a private island, and a 17-year-old wonder kid arrives with a nutritionist, a drone, and a TikTok channel. Look, we all love the drama, the countdowns, the here-we-go tweets, the late-night medicals. But let's be honest, the transfer window is football's version of reality TV, and we are absolutely here for it. So buckle up, this window is just getting started, and if you think it's chaotic now, wait until Chelsea signs another left-back and immediately loans him to a club that doesn't exist yet. I'm Oscar Hasley, and you've been listening to CzechLive.com Transfer Talk. Genver, keep doubting, and remember, nothing is official until Fabrizio taps send.